Is Ochlin Vishosin Aroy Chutzpasuk. A new sugya. Says the Gemara, Daf Chavav Amin Aleph, towards the bottom, the Kama Achilas Aroy. Omer Rav Yosef, Tarte Otlas, what's the next word? Bay. What's a bay?
An egg.
You have the Yosef Hara that I have? What does the Dalit say? Bitsi, Bilosh and Bitsi as a pass, Benirali Shekhan Hoya Halifne Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Tarte or Klas, Shtayim or Sholosh Pomim, Yita and the Torpiv, Morsel. The French and English happen to, a morsel, of food, right? A morsel, right? Pieces, not eggs, pieces. Okay, that's what it says. If you look on the Oz Hagos Yunim Ches, Chatichos, or Neshichos, pieces or bites. Wow. Says Tosus, Tate Otlas, Purish Vekuntris, Shtayim Asholosh Pam Yitin Atov Piv, Morsel. Blas. The Eshvarom Shekosim and Tate Tlas Bei, that's our Gersa. Says Tosus, don't panic. Vakol echod kidemuchach lekamon. It says later on in Afchav Zayin. We'll see in a minute. Kabilema tevi tufta the Rav Yosef. Rabbi the shir. Yeah, the shir beis ablia kibetza, which can swallow in one shot, is the size of an egg. It's Gemara Masechta Yuma. So it's the same thing. Ule besof mazik. The toim tzur merabonan v'ozel lekala shezem alo piv dahainu kibetza. So it sounds like the same thing. Says Tosus v'shir zeh dalke v'pas the peiri laboy suka kedemasa perk basha the yuma the cover did who the kever did who kachilas aroi the pas. We'll see soon whether that's true or not, but for the moment we assume it's true. I have a big problem. What do you mean tarti or tlas bay? Two or three? Which one is it? It's either two or it's three. What do you mean two or three? It has to be an exact amount. How can it be two or three? Yeah, did anyone here ask that question? Didn't bother you? Bothered you. So what did you answer? Didn't know. Didn't look at the Marma Kermis. We'll see you soon. Come back. Omele Abayeva Hazimdin Sagi and Sagile Linish Beochi Vavile Sudas Keva. What do you mean? Two or three? That's already a Suda's Keva. It's enough. You can satisfy yourself with that. Consider it to be a Suda's Keva. Right, that's an important introduction. If some people, it's enough, that's by definition called Keva. Elam Rabbi. No, we change our mind. It's not two or three eggs, as Rav Yosef said. Rather, Kidatoyim Barbe Rava Ayil Lekala. What does that mean, Zot Rashi? Baboek shahoch in the base on Medrash. Vidoeg shema yimoshu ashmuos. The Rebbe is going to say a shiur if we take too long. At least he'll starve. He won't be able to have anything in his stomach. Vitoem melopiv vishose. That's where we have to get to. Toem melopiv. What's melopiv? Fills up his mouth. What's filled up his mouth? Says Tosa before, base of blia. What's the base of blia? Kibetza. So we went down from two or three to one. Went down pretty much. Went from two or three down to one. And when Mr. Rose, follow me? So what's the shear? Up to one beta is considered to be a roi. More than one kibetza is considered to be keva. And what are we talking about over here? Pots, bread. Paris, you have all the Paris. He wants to toast from the Fushi Gemara and Yuma. Adkan. Any questions before you go off the page? So far, so good. Now we turn the page. Chav Vav Omid Beis the Mishnah. Remember, the previous Mishnah, you know, and it's one in some Mishnahs. Ma'aser Heviul Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Lito Mesat Tavshil Ul Rabbi Gamliel Shnei Kosovos Udlishel Mayim V'Yamru Helum LeSukkah. Bring it to the sukkah. Bring it to the sukkah. Wait a second. We're talking about bread over here. No. First it was a cooked dish, and then it's two, what's it called, Sabbath, anybody? Have you heard the word kosev in your life before? Could be it's a date. In the shear of Yom Kippur, coming up to Yom Kippur, right? You have up to kosev, that's the shear of Achila for Yom Kippur. Udlish of Mayim, and a pail of water. V'amru helem l'sukkah. Why? Why? There's no bread. U'shenos to l'rabbi tzadok, ochel poros mikibetza. He had less than the size of an egg. Nitola b'mapa, put his hands around the bread, v'achal ochutz the sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo birech achav, he didn't bench. An enigmatic story. Rashi, ochal pachos mikabetza, machal pachos mikabetza. Nitola b'mapa v'lo nota yodav, ala korach hamapa b'yodav b'shem dekiyus, because sova pachos mikabetza lo boi netilas yadayim, v'lo boi sukkah. All three. The Darash Kabi Yuda, Vechalta, Vesavata, Verachta, Achila, Sheesh, Pasavia, Heiluken, Beitza. Avalafana, Pekolda, Boy, Brocha, Shreinan, Abis, Osle, 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 Brocha. Fine. Shem Tzadik holds for three things you need a Kabeitza. What are they? What are they? Let's go. Benching, Natil Sedanim, and Sukkah. All three. Says the Gemara, Maisa Listor. Rashi. It's considered to be presumably an achilas haroi. For less mishum yuaros. Yesterday shir, hit what yuar got in. Beferish, not merzik yuar, right? Yuar a mamish. I told you. So there, umaisa nami veivul or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nitta masatav shlo Rabbi Eliyahu shnei kosev sodlishol mayim v'yomru helum l'suka u'shenos lo Rabbi Tzadik ochol poros mikabetza natal ben bapa v'achol ochos l'suka v'labirach achar. Period. So far, good. Now comes the kit. This is the punchline of the sugya. The punchline. We'll say it's only a total of three more lines. So hang in tight to these three lines. Frech the Gemara. Hakibetza boy sukkah. That's the implication. Name it every tshuv to the Rav Yosef Abaye, because they said either more than a kibetza, which is Abaye, or two and three to the Rav Yosef. Rashi. Name it every tshuv to the Rav Yosef. Dem aliel tarti plus Abaye dovid ki the Torah beberav dainu kibetza. The kibetza ochal anechal bebli achasu. They mean beback that's the yuma. The kol ochal sheyocha. Wow. Mar says no. Dilma pachas mikabetza netila ubracha lo boy. Hakabetza boy netila ubracha. Rashi avol sukkah afilu kabetza nami lo. Remember there were three things, right? There was netila sedayim. There was birchas hamazon. For those a kabetza flat, even exact, is required both netila sedayim and benching. Quanta Yuda. But sukkah is not required. Fine. So Rabosai, the question of two or three is raised by many mefarshim in the back. I ask you to all have in the back what they call like Yalkut mefarshim or Kovitz mefarshim. Please look. We're not the first ones to raise this question of the two or three. Make up your mind. It's either two or it's three. Can't be both. We read it from Rabbi Loza Moshe Horowitz. If you have my edition, Yalkut Mefarshim, it's page Yud Gimel, column 1, next to the last paragraph. He's not the only one. The Rashash, the Mitzvah Esam, and then the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, they all talk about this question, two or three. We'll read this one excerpt. Halashin Tarti or Tlas Ena Muvan. Dimashir Tarti, Tlas Me'avidite. Make up your mind, Rabbi Loza. Two or three. Came in both ways. Venire. The Tali Bashir Kiko Shal Eruv, the Pligi Rav Yudah Ben Sev Rabbanan, Im Shiur Avav Beitzim, O Ches L'Shtei Sudas. You may have learned somewhere along the line in your youth, when you were learning about what's called Pasa Bo Bekistin, we'll get to that soon, a cookie, according to one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, can have cookies as much as the size of either 3 or 4 kibetzim, you have to wash and bench. You ever learned that ever? You never learned that in school? That's, which one is it? 3 or 4? It's a machloikas. Machloikas at Tanoira, machloikas at a paskim. Oh. So, 3 or 4, of course, is half of 6 or 8. That's what it comes from. It's achilas pras, half. The kad be'inan shir surachas. V'hainu the omar, tarati. What does 2 mean? What's a lomar? Pachos mitlas. 2 or 2 point anything, 2.99 is still called 2. That's if you hold the shear as 3 as a kavias, then you only gotta have 2 chutzasuk. Oh, gimel, what's a loma? Pachos miyama, 3.99. The cholcha kidi yisle, meridik. Beautiful. Don't you gotta love it? So beautiful. This is the emes of pshat. 2 means 2 point something, which is less than 3, because according to one opinion, 3 is a shear kavias. And 3 is 3 point something. Less than 4, according to the other opinion, 4 is a kvias. It's beautiful. Makes perfect sense. Talom Rabaye, no. For Zibnin Sagiyin V'chulei V'Taloma, She'en L'Shar Zeh B'Shir Suda Beinonis. Ah, a critical, critical point. The average, if you recall the Gemara in Brachos, if you ever learned it, if it's a Shir, Sha'cherim Kovim Olav, you have to wash and bench. Depends on the majority. When it comes to Sukkah, we personalize it. So therefore, we have to reduce it. Anything more than a kibetza, you have to sit in the sukkah, because you never know, any individual might be in that category. This is the opinion of the Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, which I'm going to assume this is the truth.
At least
it
says we're talking about past mamish.
He's
saying that we're talking about past
above the kisnin. No, he didn't say past kisnin. I said past kisnin. Past kisnin is a measurement of what's considered to be a kviyas suda. Because that's how you know. Actually, we don't even pass in that way. We pass in halacha lemaisa. If you have 3 eggs worth of cookies, do not bench. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should. Because it's another opinion which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It depends upon sudas boker v'yerev. What the average person eats. I always say boker doesn't exist anymore, because we divide it to breakfast and lunch. Erev is supper. Supper is still the main. Am I correct still in this country? It's also going to be a little bit different. Supper. So supper. Okay, tonight I'd like you to estimate how much you eat for supper. We'll come back on Monday. We'll take a poll. You can drink. I don't know if you can count Friday night. That may be too much. You can count tonight and Sunday night. How much you eat for supper? Think how many. Try to measure in terms of eggs. My guess. I don't know what you guys eat. Be more than 3. Be more than 4. I don't want to stop. We'll stop after that. So you need a sudas boker, a sudas erev. Boker is split in half these days. The old days, they only had 1 meal in the morning, they went out to work, came back at night, there was no lunch. Okay? World's changed in many ways. Okay, fine. But that's it. I'm measuring in terms of that, but you're right, it's only by pas. But speaking of that, it turns to the Rosh Siman Yud Gimel. It's a very critical point. The Rosh Siman Yud Gimel. Here we go. Okay, behind the kibetza can determine the basachas mlopiv with base of bliya machs kibetza dafka pas. Abu pele boy sukkah can the maskinah be pairing a basu the yuma. I intestine the base. The keva did who? Kachilas aroy the pas. Stop. That's a gemara. We'll see the gemara soon. Rabbi Beinu Meir. Who's Rabbi Beinu Meir, gentlemen? Who's Rabbi Beinu Meir?
Meir Agola.
Oh, that's Rabbi Gershon's Meir Agola. Who's Rabbi Beinu Meir? Rami Rutenberg. He was the Rebbe of both the Rosh and of the Mordechai. I told you yesterday the Mordechai Nebuch was killed on Kiddush Hashem, as far as I know. Did you ever look it up where he lives? Not yet. Okay, we're supposed to find out what the latitude was where he lived. We already found out that Krakow, where my mother grew up, is 6 degrees north of New York, Calvin found out. So I thought that Galicia, which is southern Poland, was about the same as New York. Not quite. Even now it's a little bit higher. I told you this. Once it snowed, it stayed on the ground the whole winter. But I'm saying Germany, even further north, must have been really freezing cold. I have to know what the weather is, Rabbi said, but not a Paschal Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk about that later also. They can later rely on the weatherman to Paschal Shabbos. I kid you not, I really mean it. But I don't give away. If you look on the Ritva, the Afchav Tess, you'll see what I mean. Not for now. Okay. Says the Russian Simon Yud Gimel. Yeah. Nuremberg. So where's that on the map? That I know, the Nuremberg trials. We know all about that. If he was killed in Eibach, we know, everyone knows what the Nuremberg trials were. That's with the Nazi criminals. So how many degrees up is that? Okay. They're available to see the Rosh. Rabbeinu Meir, I'll tell a story while he's looking. The Rabbi Rutenberg was a leader of German Jewry. And the feudal system, they wanted to force him to raise taxes for the Jewish people to pay to the feudal lords. And he refused. So they were going to incarcerate him. So he had no alternative but to try to run away. And he ran and he ran and he ran. It was near the border of Italy, which was a different feudal lordship. And he was spotted by a Meshumet, by a Jew converted to Christianity. And he, I know that rabbi, he doesn't believe. And he blew the whistle, and they apprehended him, and they brought him back, and they put him in jail. It's called the Eisenheim Jail. And the community wanted to redeem him, and he said, I'm not allowing him to redeem me. We know why. Who knows why not? It's a Mishnah. Good. Ein poden es ha-shvuyim b'yos v'kedei demehen. Because otherwise kidnappers will have a field day. They know it's going to redeem him. Others say the God of the door is different. He refused. He said not to redeem himself after he died. Even after he didn't want to redeem, his body to be redeemed. For the same reason. Story goes, there was a one Jew after a while just couldn't handle anymore. He redeemed him anyway. And said, what do you want? I want to be buried next to Maram. I think that's what happened at the end of the day. He was buried next to the Maram. He redeemed. Meanwhile, the rush was in Maram's Talmud Bavuk. And he knew he's next. Once the Maram dies, they're going to have to imprison me. He successfully ran away. Where did he run to? Anyone know? Spain. He didn't go to Italy, he went to Spain. That's a tougher trip over the Pyrenees. You know, he made it. And it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan of intellectual Jewish history. He made it into Spain. He was, of course, the leader of the German Chachmei Ashkenaz. Now he got to Sfarad. And his son, who was the son of the Rosh? Anyone know? I mean, Yaakov Bala Turib, the Turib. The Turib is the first real sefer that quotes equally almost from Ashkenazi Gedolim and Sephardi Gedolim. He has the Rambam, he has his father, the Rosh, and etc. Because that came together, because the Turib, although he was born in Germany, grew up a little bit more in Spain. So that was a connection, which was all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. Now, where's Nuremberg?
Nuremberg is 49 degrees and 4.45 north, which is slightly south of Krakow.
What?
Lower.
I guess I have my geography wrong.
Southern Germany, Bavaria, which is below the southern part of Poland.
Shows what I know. Trust me in Shas, I told you, but Kalachoma, you can't trust me on geography. Okay? I stand corrected. Okay. I didn't know he lived in southern Germany. I thought he lived in northern Germany.
According to his Hebrew Wikipedia page, Mordechai really lived in Austria, but the only place that they have listed that they know he ever lived is in Nuremberg. Could be he lived in other places as well, but they can't find any documentation.
Okay. Wikipedia is not the end of the world either, but okay, for the moment, we'll leave it at that. Okay, maybe you should look in Urbach's Bali Antarsis. You have that?
I have it.
So look at it and see that. On Monday, we'll find out more about this. It's not a small point. It was too cold, and it's too cold. That's almost like New York latitudes. So it means we get too cold here, too. It's good news for the Jews, saying that the one should work for us too. But got to be honest, we have to look for the truth. Right in the rush. Anyway, that was an introduction. Rabbeinu Meir, the Rami Rudenberg, and Nizar, Milechel Peres Chutz Sukkah. Why? For your sovereign Lahachmir Kahai Lishna, the Peri Boy Sukkah. Must be some day in Yuma that does require a Sukkah. Umiu Nire, the Muchach Hossam in Yuma. Tafilu e peri boy sukkah if hadik shekovea atzmo lachilas peris. If you sit down for a whole meal of fruit, bashmina the kava did keva did who havik achilas aroi the pas. Its keva is like achilas aroi the pas. That's the maskona as we understand it. There's one opinion in the Gemara says no. Keva the peris is chayim and sukkah. Aval machilas aroy de peri, just having a snack of one fruit, have a peach. Lekomandiosar, there's nobody in the world who says that it's also to have that chutz sukkah. So what's he basically saying? Is he agreeing with Rabbeinu Meir? Is he arguing with Rabbeinu Meir? Anybody know? How do you understand? He's agree or disagree? It's important to figure out what you thought. He's agreeing. Okay. And he's, so what was Rabbeinu Meir Machmor for? A keva peris or a snack of pears?
Smackable.
If he is, that has a problem. If Rabbeinu Meir was makar for a snack of pears, and the Gemara in Yuma says that no such thing, no such shita, that a snack of pears is required a sukkah, why in the world was Rabbeinu Meir so machmir? We don't understand. Why was he so machmir? He shouldn't have been so machmir. Shouldn't have been. That's the question. It's possible to say that the Rosh is arguing with his Rabbeinu Meir. Maybe. It's hard to know, but that's what he means. Maybe. Take a look in the Korban Nisano. Korban Nisano says, let's read the Korban Nisano starting from Samach. The Kev the Dhu, the Achilas Aroyim, the Pas, the Kaimelon, Kerova Hosam, the Basra, Kekosav Raza, who's the Raza Rabosai? Balamor, Zrachel Levi, Umordechai, the Lo, Kerif, Ayin Ran. Whoa, so you see right away over here, things are getting dicey. The Rif and the Ran hold, no. Peres Achayim and Sukkah. Either Gemara, we'll see soon. No, it's error. Rabbeinu Meir, Hayaniza, Yichlechol Peres, is there a Korban Asano? Afilu Achilas Aroi. Whoa. Achilas Aroi. Whoa. Kiyosov al-Hachmir, Kailish, the Peres by Sukkah, Hainu, Rabbi Yirmiya, or Rav Zvid, the Hossam, Ayin Shah. Anybody my Ayin Shah? Well, if you weren't yet, let's be my Ayin Shah now, okay? The Korban Asano gives us an order to be Ayin Shah. We don't ignore the holy Korban Asano. He says, Ayin Shah. Watch this. Omer Aviyuda Kosemis Agasa Amru. That's the Shir Rabosai Yom Kippur. You have a Kosemis Agasa of Sal Yachayev Koris Yom Kippur. It's Halacha Lamaisa. A Chola Sheshbo Sakona was able to eat less than a Kashir and wait. Everyone knows about that. Wait a Chidichilas Pras and repeat. So you have to know how big a Kosemis Agasa is. That's the Shir. More than a Kibetza. The Kimlo the Rabbona the Behochim Yasvidaiti. If you have a Kosevis, a date, which is more than an egg, our dates are smaller than our eggs, correct? They made bigger dates, I don't know, we have Srodika dates. You know? Yeah. But to Mihochi Lomiasvidaita, less than that size, you're not gonna feel satisfied. And the Inisem is Navsho Sechem, it says by Yom Kippur. It doesn't say Lo Sochul Yom Kippur. You have to fast. Kazayas, which is achilas for matzah, and maybe for sukkah, we'll see. And but it's not enough to be mechayev in Yom Kippur because it's still inu nefesh. You're not satisfied. Watch this. Meisve, our Mishnah. Meisve viu the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the Tzivat Tavshel the Rabbi Gamliel take on service with lishol mayim helam the sukkah tani ala lo v'bnei shalocha kain el shiratzul lachmar alatzim. We saw that Gemara. That's Amar Aleph. Hokim Beitza boy Sukkah. Of course, the Gemara said, it's not true, right? Right? Our Gemara started the same way. And the Gemara said, no. Kibetza is when the Tilas of Diamond for benching, but not for Sukkah. Visaka Daita Kosema Sagasa Shaman Kyosera Mikibetza. Hashda shtei kosovos. Here's a tricky with a C, without a C. Below garina lo havi kibetza. Kosevas agasa v'garin yisomi havi kibetza kibetza. What, the pit is bigger than the fruit? Amar Rabbi Meir in. Shtei kosovos lo garin yison lo havi kibetza. Kosevas agasa garin yison lo havi kibetza. That's Rabbi Yirmiya. Remember that name Rabbi Yirmiya? Is that one of the names that was found over here in the Korban Asanel? He's working with an assumption Rabbi Osai. As shtei kosovos is kipshuto. You bring in a date, you have to eat it in sukkah, even though it's only a fruit, there's no bread. Slowly. Omar Rav Popo, Haidar Minshi, Trey Kavi, the Tarmi, Chad Kavi, the Kashis, and the Syria. Okay, fuck. Rava Omar, was that another name? No. Rava is the other. Rav Amar, also by the time of Mishum David, Peri, who Peri lo boy sukkah. Oh, Rav's Basra, right? Neisvei, Amar Rebbe, Shilu lemet lomdim Torah, Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua, Hevil lefaneinu teinu vanovim, v'achalnu achilas aroi chutz sukkah. Zok de gemuru, achilas aroyim, achilas kevalo. You see that what? The what? That fruits? Fruits. What kind of fruits? Figs, grapes. Has to have sukkah. No. Ema achilnu ka achila sarai chutz sukkah. What does that mean? We only had it as a snack. Iboy seima, very important. Achalnu achilas keva. V'achalnu pas. Achila sarai badayu chutz sukkah. Frank the Gemara is very, very important. Very important. Lema Misayale, bring a raya. What's the raya? Watch this. The fichach im hishni b'mini tagima yotza. Now where's that coming from? I don't know where that's coming from. It's the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Take a look. Keep one hand in the rush and one hand in the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph Masechta the Sukkah. The fascinating concept you're not up to right now yet. Having a certain number of meals, 14 meals perhaps. The second part of the Mishnah says, "Mishlo achal l'alyontav rishon yashlim l'alyontav achron shulchan." Can you believe this? You can't. If you didn't eat the first night, make it in the Shmini Atzeres by night. Frek the Gemara, just very briefly. The Gemara towards the bottom. Mashlim b'mai. What do you mean mashlim? If Rifta, you have bread, Suda the Omikokh, he's eating the Suda Shmini Atzeres. How does it make up for the Suda first night sukkahs? Ela Mayashlim, Yashlim b'mine targima. Tanya Nami Hachim, Hishlim b'mine targima. Yotza. Oh, that's the price we just made. To make it up with mine targima, it's Yotza. Now, of course, what in the world does targima mean? What does it mean? Zog Rashi, b'mine targima. The Akash is sealed, the Avir Paparos, the Madan and the Funaf, the Paris, the Kistin of Kaplutos Mubushos, desserts, fruits. So Rashi understands, Minat Hagima is fruit. Says Toysis, the bottom Toysis. Minat Hagima, Paris, because it's called Paris, etc. He have Shaloma came, because Rava says in Yumayan test, we're just seeing it now, the Peri lo boy Sukkah, the Diek Mihacha. Right? These are the Paris boys, Sukkah, Lishna be Paris. Let's get to see the Gemara. These are the Paris boys, Sukkah, Lishna Paris. Says Gemara like this. My mini tagima, Paris. The boy Sema, the Ashad Lot Shrihi Paris. So what do you want from poor Rashi? Rashi's calling the Gemara. What do you want from poor Rashi? What do you want? Look further into it, Swiss. Right? Mashma. The peri lo boy sukkah ain ashlama moelas beperis. If peris don't require a sukkah, which is rav shita, you cannot make up with peris. That's the whole mashmos of our gemara. So how can Rashi say what he said? What's minat hagima says Tosis? Basa v'dogim v'shar dvarim shemalachtem es apas. We went up one notch. We went up from fruit, which is the smallest, the lowest level, to what? Meat and fish. Meat and fish. Oh, so what is Tosfos implying? Meat and fish, what? Requires a sukkah, right? Otherwise, this is a contradiction within Tosfos. So we're now up to the new thing now. Fruits, the Maharami Wittenberg ate only in the sukkah. Meat and fish, even Tosfos suggests, perhaps you have to eat in the sukkah. We'll see soon. Let's go back to the Gemara, let's finish up. Watch this. Watch. Rav Zvidomar, Kosebes, Agasa, Shamu, Chaser, Mikabetsa, etc. So Rav Zvid is who are the two names that are found in the Korban Asano? Rav Yirmi and Rav Zvid, they deny Rava. Rava says, pay a boy sukkah. They all pay a do boy sukkah. But Rami Wittenberg's worried, maybe we should follow, even though Rava's usually aloch Rava. No. Maybe the combination of Rav Yirmi and Rav Zvid is two against one. Even Rava may not be following two against one, Rabosai. That's the Maram. But the Chora, as the Gemara seems to say, it's only Achilas Keva of Paris, not Aroy de Paris. And Maram Rutman, according to the Korban Asano, was Machma even Aroy de Paris. That's a question whether the Rosh agreed or disagreed. We shall see as we go. Let's go back to the Rosh and see a little bit further. a little bit further. Yes? All Rav Zvid is saying is rejecting Rava. There's a kasha based on a number of assumptions. If you get out of those assumptions, Rava's teretz becomes unnecessary. So Rav Zvid got out, then Rav Yirmiyah got out. Rava didn't get out; he was stuck. That's the critic. You know what? Let's turn around. Let's instead turn to the Ramban, since you asked the question again. It's on the Maror Makomos, I believe. Somewhere. Oh, I put the Ran in the Maror Makomos. I put the Ramban here too. Did I? No, I think I didn't. Well, that's anyway. Turn to the Ramban. The Ran is basically the same thing. Let's take a look in the page Lamed Gimel in the new print. It's page Yud Beis, Daf Yud Beis in the old print in the Rif. Everyone have? The Rif goes through the whole sugya. Let's take a look. If you have my print, it's page Lamed Gimel in the bottom in the Rif, the wide lines. Ma'achilas Aroy, Kedetom, Be'erav, Ayel Akala. That's all he says. Says the Baal Amora. Huk Merava, Be'erav, Yuma, Shemtavali, Peri. Why is the Baal HaMor saying this? It's a side swipe against whom? The Rif. Rif didn't say it. Says the Ramban. Amar Kosef. Imash Laksav Rabbeinu Agodos al the Rif. On the Lamedim. She'ein Alocha Kerovo. How do you like that? V'ikar. Ramban is the defender of the Rif. The Rif is right. Baal HaMor is wrong. Why? It's textually based. Shalohut Srak Loma Kane. Why did Rav have to say? What was forced Rav into saying? Perlo Boy Sukko. El Tarets by Darmin and Hossam. Because Seva Sagasa Gadola Mikabetsa. Uva Maskona. What's the Maskona? Rav Zvid. Itcha Lav Arminan. The Prusa Mikabetsa. So therefore there's no need for Rav anymore. Umid chinami midarmina hocha in Sukkah. Tachilas aroi tarti tlas bei. Inami kidetom babi rabbaz al lakala. Du kebetza o kishte beitzin. Umikeim in the kebetza petura min as Sukkah. Mimela istalka kasha dasina lehosam. No detznan. Meridik. I told you this before. The Gemara, the first line of Amud Beis. Hakabetza boy sukkah. That's the prelude to the whole sugya. But Agamar said it's not true. Agamar said only kabetza is chayav and tilsa diamond and benching, not in sukkah. So cross out the whole Gemara. So for two reasons you should cross it out. One, at the end of the sugya, who got out of Zvid? Two, the whole sugya is based on a mistaken premise. The first four words on the daf, kabetza boy sukkah. Agamar corrected that. Ramban is very ridiculous. Two reasons why Rava's teretz is unnecessary. Yeah, I'm skipping a few lines to save time. Hokabetza boy sukul from my print is the top of column 2. Ulufam hoki kavakashalu awesome. Hashtag take all service for God and sin love a kabetza, because service got to make a betza. The cave and the itchila awesome. Bahacha. Arminan. Hokabetza boy sukahid lo boy. Itchile nami peruka de rava. From both sides, it's the kash. No kash, the terrace is no terrace. Vadrina lemay the stalker darcha mekara the peri boy sukkah uchad the sover Rav Yirmiya betuva merabbanan hasa. Who's tuva merabbanan? Rav Zvid and the others. Look through the sugya of the tuva merabbanan. They ganging up against Rava. Ukepash de demasnisim the katonim shtei kosavos dates, not bread the size of dates. Less bushir sukkah if a maskan of the shmeitzah or sholosh rabba kol savas boy sukkah ukapash nami the brisa the tani yosam rabbi so you know the made of torahs the rabbi lazer and shamua heviul the fanei the tenim anavi mechalim arayichos sukkah lo samchina na shinuya the rabba b'shabesh leim torahs ba ema the ha'itchir ema he doesn't say what the ema is. Two emas, right? How do you get out of it? He said, well, ema this. Eibos, Eima, that. Shveri Terutzim. The Pashem Shad is Peretz Dibar Sukkah. To Itchi Ikon Membra. Because the whole, these four words are wrong. So therefore the whole Sukkah is wrong. Ramban is brilliant. That's Shidas. So that's Halacha Lamaiser. So we understand very well why the Marami Rutenberg ate in the sukkah. It's not crazy. What did Mordechai say? We had the Mordechai's geography before. What did he say? Turn to the Mordechai Tov Shin Mem Aleph. See what he says. Tov Shin Mem Aleph. Also a town of Marami Rutenberg. Take a look. It says, V'chein Alocha, Tov Shin Mem Aleph, line 3, the Mutal Lechel Peres Dishos Yayin, Chutz HaSukkah. V'yesh B'nei Odom, Shemachmirim Shlo Lechel Shum Dover, V'lishtos Yayin Chutz HaSukkah. V'kom akom, Ein Levorach Leshev B'Sukkah. It starts a whole new salvo. When can you make a Leshev B'Sukkah? The Mordechai is assuming you don't make a Leshev B'Sukkah unless you're chayev and not a mountain to Sukkah. I would have disagreed and said, that's a chiyuv. If I have less than that or different food, I'm not mechuyev. But if I sit in the sukkah, why not make a bracha? It's like a woman. We pass in Ashkenazim anyway. If she's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, she sits in the sukkah, she makes a bracha. So why is a fellow who has peiris worse than a woman who has bread? They're both potter and you can still make a bracha. It's a good kasha. It's an excellent, excellent question. The presumption is, this pasukos teishu shivas yamim, teishu ke'en taduru, and it's only the amount which qualifies as a dira, which warrants a bracha. Otherwise, there's no bracha. That's the understanding. Okay, we'll get to it later on. As we speak, we'll see today and then next week that everyone agrees with this. That everyone agrees. Oh. How do you define keva? Is it purely quantitative, as our Gemara implies, right? One beitza, two beitza, three beitza, right? Four? That's what we said before. One opinion, it's four kebeitza. Now we saw that in the Rebbe Elazar Moshe Mihoritz. It's one, two, three, or four. Purely quantitative? Well, no. It depends on how you eat it. Take a look on the Korban Asanel again, on the Rosh, in Os Tzadi. Hainuk shel kovea atzmo la'achila. When you have fruits, by definition, it's kovea atzmo la'achila. Rotz aloma. Tafilu ochel kishiyu yosu mikebeitza of fruits. Eino chayav. And the dafka shiyochel derech kvius. So you can't say that kvius means more than a kebeitza. That's my pas. Pear is not the same as pas. It must mean you sit down to a whole bowl of fruit. It doesn't give you a quantitative measure. A whole bowl of fruit. Derech kvius. Avam ochel below kvius derech haroi. Afa pishu shir kvius. More than a size of a kebeitza. Came in the peril who lek amandioser. Came pishu abach. And it has to be that way, otherwise it's going to be the same as pas, the Magen Avraham says. The cost of Shem Velamed came in Amin Abiyu with Afayin Tes. Achilas Aroi in Achilas Kevalo. Adkan the Magen Avraham. Vani Tomei Al Dvorov. Va'osar Rabbeinu Leflugi Aleid the Maram. Why is the Rosh, he assumes the Rosh is Ogan the Maram. Otu the Maram. Lo moda de medina v'peres tzorach keva. What, he didn't know the Gemara? Ach shu hechmir k'mor ha'mshim v'gamliel v'shtek osovas. He's machmor on himself. Timkei ma'azeh shekotzi rabbeinu hu miyu nira. What is miyu nira? What is miyu nira? The Rosh said hu miyu nira. Now what? Only keva v'peres. What's hu miyu? The Marab agrees to that. He was only machmor shalok edin. The mucha mehosam Tafili pay boy sukkah. Hech mucha hasam. Then mashor laachmim lo shikovas sudasam alav. We don't understand what's the time of the rush against the maram. What does he want? Okay, so that's the question. How you define, which is some kind of subjective definition of what it means to eat b'kviyas. The preacher of the lashon kviyas guf umoko. A little bit subjective. Let's take a look at that Magen Avraham that the Korban Asanel quoted. Let's look at Taf Reish Lamed Tes Sivkot Nivov. He says to look. Those who have the hard copy should please open it up. Does anyone have today? Not yet at full compliance. Maybe next week. I much rather see things inside. But if you don't know, have Gemaras. I don't have Shulchan Aruch. I have to look inside where I don't want to look inside on the screen. But okay. One day we'll have all. Everyone have a Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah,
may the clock we have. No. Oh, the noise in the fan. Oh, someone complained about the noise. I don't think we did, but
you have to work on it.
I don't mind. Do you want to fix it?
No, I'm going to look at it.
Oh, yeah, look at it. Fine. We have no objection. Now that I think about it, there's noise. Before you walked in, I didn't notice it. You see?
I'll be back later. Okay.
Okay, if you come back, if you can come back in an hour, it'll be fine.
Okay. Thank
please.
You.
Thank you. What about the clock? Okay. Let's take a look. The Book of Avraham writes as follows. I feel the Kavalai, when the Rosh says, "Umi nira muchach pasam," I feel the pair by sukkah heinik shavukay lachilas peres. Vashmina the kever they do have lachilas peres. I write the pass. Lachilas I write the peri lekam and the osur ad can we saw this inside. V'im Kane says the Magen Avraham, very watch carefully. The man the yama peri lo boy sukkah heinu afilas kever afilu kever. Right, that's what we pass in the halacha like the Rosh. Pachi kaimla period. Umashma to sfili la rosh, that filu la man the mechayev beperis. Those other amoraim, right? Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zvid, eno chayev bekebeitza. No, eladavka sheyochel sheyikva sudoso aleim. Brackets. The imlokein have a shava la pas. That's unimaginable to the Magen Avraham. Not to me. Maybe it's the same. No, can't be. No one holds that peris the same as pas. Even if peris is chayev in sukkah. It's only chayiv and sukkah, way more than this is tiny bit more than the kibbutz, which a pas is chayiv. Follow me? That's the assumption here of the Magen Avraham. The lomad can, how do you know? Rabina b'yumad afayin test. Achilas aroy in, achilas kevalo, ayin sham. No, the Gemara did say that at one point, but the question is that true lahalach lamais? But sarachin, to le'el minei, Isa, V'sagadayda kosevus yisera mikabetza masha behedya the kabetza peris chayev leman demechayev. We don't pass like him. Afilu lo kavalov the imlokin lo parach midi the dim rabbi gamliel lachol and derech haroi doing with it to imas hatamshil. What's the most kashin you what we saw from rabbi gamliel? Maybe he ate it b'derech haroi. Why is it a kash if you hold a peri boy sukkah v'tzarachil? That's a gevaldik akash. I want to share in a second. Machzah shekel. Just want to finish up first. Umiyu linyan peiris lo nafkamina. Why the kaimalon the peri lo boy sukkah? Afilu ochal harbe v'kov alayu v'chein mashin v'gemara. At the end, okay, we pass the grava. Right, that's right. The whole board. That no matter how much you have of peiris, you can have doomsday peiris. It's still going to be considered only aroi. Oh. The boy sukkah catch this now, we haven't defined it yet. Im kov alayu. What does that mean? Hainu. Kisha ochal kebetza dumir de peri the mandama the boy sukkah. If you hold that according to the mandama the peri boy sukkah, kebetza doesn't really mean kebetza, it's a little bit more than kebetza, would be chayav. We don't follow that. But for us, the mina tagima, whatever that means, would be enough. A little more than a kibbutz. Is that really the Magen Avraham Shita? It doesn't sound like it. Because before he said, Im kein shavah lepas. Is this the Magen Avraham speaking for real? Or is he speaking for argument's sake? It's so hard to read the Magen Avraham. What does he mean? He said before, we saw in brackets, Im lo kein shavah lepas. So if you're going to tell me, Amina Tagima is chayav bo kibbutz, I'll ask the same kasha. Im lo kein shavah lepas. What is the meaning of the Magen Avraham? What is the meaning? Everyone's fighting. You gotta love Magen Avraham. He writes quickly, briefly, and people fight to the finish. What did he mean? Here is no exception. What? Now let me ask you, before we see it, how do you understand Magen Avraham? What does he mean? Does he mean to really say this? Or is he saying, no, it can't be? No, comment, how do you understand? He really meant to say that it's slightly more than the kibbutz of Bina Tagim, however you define them, would be Chayv and Sukkah? Do you mean who? Take a vote. Who learned the Magen Avraham that way? That he meant to say you really are chayv. Who learned these men to say you're not chayv? No votes here. You're very smart not to vote, because there's somebody gedolim who fight it out. Take a look at the many super commentaries, as we know, on Magen Avraham. Let's start with Machzah Shekel. If you have a real Shulchan Aruch, it's there. Okay. Fine. Dim lo kein avi shavu lepas. What's oma? Dim keva shekos of a rosh tal shochol shiur kvius. Hani yosu mikabetsa. I feel a kavalov. You can't have a peri lemandama peri boy suka shavu lepas. Dim kein. My hood to a rosh to have a rial is a bim a sechus yuma. That feel the man them a pay boy suka bin and keva the hina shochol yosu mikabetsa. Pshita. Kill the mad of a pair boy suka. You peri a difi vi chamir vi pas. What? Impossible. Must be that the Rosh is saying that if you hold peri boy sukkah, you need much more than the yesa mikabetza. Rabosai, meridik. He quotes the whole Gemara. I have no time to read the whole sukkah of Gemara. The Bach Hashem quotes the whole sukkah of Gemara. Umeata. Oh, now let's say pshat Mogan Avraham. Ma shekosef Mogan Avraham. V'lo mat kein. Midamin achilas aroyin. What's the lama? The katonim. Vachalnum achilas aroy. Mash v'shacholim derech aroyim. V'lo derech keva. Yisak adaitok shapere shachlu shir achilas aroy. Which is pogos mikabetza. Havla lamema. Watch this now. Achalnum mehem achilas aroy. Mehem. Achalnum mehem. Mehem means quantitatively. We ate from the fruit, the quantity of aroy. But what doesn't say that? It's achalnum, qualitative. A different kind of an eating, Rabosai. Al nadir kashas achilas aroyin, achilas kevalom. Hakocha akavona daka derech aroyin. Aval derech kevalom. Hey, that filu I amet peir boi sukkah, and achai boi sukkah in meyokhlim, derech keva. Derech keva. To hashot fi hai the kiyuka boi the medak piri, the peri boy sukkah. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel achol derech aroy taloma. Nay, da makshin lo asik adaite the peri boy sukkah. He held you need sukkah before Rava. Al kochach dafko I yakov alayu. How do you know? The makshin asked, achazem idivi Rebbe, im kain dilma Rabbi Gamliel achol derech aroy klam lo boy sukkah. Osi shabem mashakosu begemara lo meshalocha kain. Do with the tivnas tamshil, b'ol yashiv. Ech amalu atam sheinu menadin, hol b'chon derech aroy, hol huska mizek klum b'mishna. A mishna rots to lohavi raya. There must lach ba'afilik ba'chilas aroy rashoy. They bring a rabbi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Gamliel. Ikas chaser. Hainu, Rabbi Gamliel acholin derech aroy. Say so. Bish lama hol like a saga diet of the makshin base kosavas b'li garin is pachas miosvika base of master shiura. It's quantitative. Understand? Shteko Sovas, quantitative less. And according to Rava also. But if the reason is Derech Haroi, should have said so in the Mishnah. Is it Mogan Avraham? No. Do me the team as Tavshon of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Do Derech Haroi. The Lush is Tom, right? Tom. What it says? Lito Mesa Tavshon. Who wants to translate the word Lito? Taste, right? Taste. Taste is only Haroi. You know, I want to have a taste. I heat up three bowls. That's not a taste. A taste is derech haroi. Meridik. Im kain. Ein sarach a mishnah farash dachon derech haroi. Kain with the hanitre uvda der av yochan mezakan rabbi gandil. Vadodim misnir. Vistam adum in zelazeh. Uvishnei vayochan derech haroi. With the word, which is a word of towing. Okay. Then he says what? What does he mean? What's his kavon? Masha v'gemara. Ain't kavanah smogan Avraham achalnu machilas aroy amal lemandam a peil boy sukkah tzor likvo alein umeir lemandam a peil lo boy sukkah afilu achun derech keva lo boy sukkah zeino because the smogan Avraham argues with the Rosh and holds yol peri boy sukkah afilu derech aroy huh the machsa sheker swallowed a hole he understood the smogan Avraham benichusa. That he really, really holds, that he really, really holds, the man of the peri boy sukkah, even derech haroi. Whoa. And then he says at the end, the last piece, we'll skip to the last piece. Ochel beitza, lav dacha means a little bit of beitza. I feel the ochel derech haroi. Lo gora mi peri, the man of the peri boy sukkah. Kumosh kozim ogan avroam. lo karash. And what's mini tagima, by the way? It's chameshes mini dogim. Whoa, he's doing a new one. Not basav dogim, which we saw in the no. Where do we see basav dogim? In Tosfos. No, it means what? Five species. What are the five species, gentlemen? What are they? No. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt. Pasta, cereal, cake, cookies. That's all from the. That's a step higher. Lechora, you have fruit. That's Rashi to me to take. It's one opinion in the Gemara. But in Rashi, we don't pass it. We pass it. It's meat and fish. And he seems to be saying we pass it. No, it's something made from the five grains. This is the Machzah Shekel. I don't know. Is that really true? Pshat Melon Avro? Take a look at other mefarshim. Well, let's take a look. First place to look again is in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And then, once we're in Shulchan Aruch, see links. Watch this now. There are many others to show you, but save time. This should do the trick. Kivegan. Let's see how he's going to trap. Nearly kavanasa, to lishitasa, to lefi mashochiach the low keharosh against the rosh, against the machzah shekel, right? B'meila b'mina tagimel k'sheochel b'yasa mikabetsa mikri keva lo binin keva mamish, mashekin lo rosh hadina de binin keva mamish, and that's how the early rabbi understood the Magen Avraham, but the prima gadim is the opposite. The kavanas the malachiach the kevah the chud imochel pachos mikabetsa lo boy sukkah, and he holds the other way. What's a machloekus? What is the final pshat of the Magen Avraham? It all goes back to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha. Let's see the Gemara. That's what the Magen Avraham said, if you recall, Yikusha sa Gemara. Let's read the Magen Avraham one more time, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Gotta go always back to the sources. What did he say? Watch this. What does the Rosh say? No, it's Iloka Shavu the Pas. It's more. Tzarechim. So Elmenei Isaka Dakas Avasagas Yisera Mikabetsa Masha Behedya the Kabetsa Peris Chayev Leman de Mechayev Afilu Lo Ko Alo Dim Lo Kein Lo Porich Midi. Let's take a look at the Gemara and see one more time. We have to go back, right? Because we have to see where we go see the Gemara's kasha. Maybe you can trust me. Tell the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha. They quote our Mishnah, right? Hokem Beitz Avoy Sukkah. The Gemara didn't know our teretz that. Bates is only talking about in Tilas the Diamond Benching. And the question was a question from whom? The question was from Rabbi Gamliel. What did Rabbi Gamliel say? What did Gamliel do? Everybody say? Shtei kosovas at lisha mayim helam the sukkah. Right? And Rabbi Tzadok pachas mikabetza. So kabetza requires sukkah, even of peiris. Shtei kosovas. The Gemara is assuming that. No. If kosovas is more than a kabetza, so the question becomes, how can it be? How can it be more than a kibetza? That's Gemara's kasha. I have to show it to you. I'm sorry. Take the extra time. See the people are a little bit confused. Unfortunately, it turns a daf at the worst time. Right? What does it say? Gemara starts by saying kosev asagas is more than a kibetza. Frek the Gemara, they brought our Mishnah. Yochan litom. Remember the word litom as a tashlum. Rabbi Gamliel took all servers to Yishamayim. Helam the sukkah. Not the halacha is that way. On the machmir. He gave Rabbi Tzadok the talmud mapa chol chutz sukkah. Below birich acharav. He wasn't the machmir. Remember the Ran said you can be machmir if you want. You can be mekel if you want. That's the whole thing. Don't. You're not an apokaris. You're not a chinyok. Right. Both options exist. That was all Ran's vort. Right. Right. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha number base. Hokebeitza, boy sukkah. That's the Gemara didn't know Ad Chia. It's only the Tzilus of Diamond Bracha. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so how can it be Kol Seves Hagasa is less than the Kebetza? So what did Rav Papa say? Excuse me, what did Rav Yirmiya say? Yes. What's the most kasha? The Gemara fails to take into account any issue of kaviyas versus non-kaviyas. That's exactly what the Machta Shekel said. I'll show you that one more time. Nay da makshin. Let's see how he phrases the makshin. Rabbo said, look inside. Watch this. Watch, very important. Quotes the whole Gemara. Yeah, watch this. What am I say? Kebetza. A chazav is more than a kebetza. Then he asks a kasha. They were machmer themselves. Sagadaita me high time a ainbo elemishim chumra. The apachos mikashir. That's why he was only a chumra. Why? For shir achilas kevel chay besuka who might also be kebetza. Right? Because he had two chazavas. Right? No, al karchah who pachas miyotzer mikabetsa, because otherwise it wouldn't be a chumra. Imkain, how is it possible a kosevus what is more than a kabetsa? How can it be? What do you see? A galil only ate it as a chumra. It says, give a simple answer. Answer: he ate it derech aroi. Don't be so quantitative. We live in a quantitative world. Everything is measurements. You know. Data, measurements. That's where we live in. Computational this. No, be a little bit qualitative. Rabbi Gamliel had it with Derek Haroi, just a snack. And that's why. So the Gemara takes no cognizance of this. Right? Watch this. Go through the whole Sugasa Gemara. Derek Haroi. Nay, da makshin lo asik adaita the pale boy sukkah before Rava. Yeah, akochach dafka ikava layu. There be a makshin. Yeah, can dilma rabbi gamliel achon derech haroi lchudam lo boy sukkah. That's why it's only a chumra. Yeah, that's what's bothering. That's what's bothering him. That's good. That's what's bothering him, right? That's bothering him. So what's his maskana? Since that's bothering him. Since Rabbi Kivega. She tossed a lefim adochiach lo karosh. The mela, the mina tagimim kshochel beyasa kabetza, mikri keva, vlobin and keva mamish. According to the Rosh of Osai, keva doesn't mean more than kabetza. Keva means the way of eating. But the Gemara is mashma not that way. So the Magen Avraham is, with all due respect to the Rosh, the Gemara is more important. And the Gemara, by not throwing in the Svara, Rabbi Gamliel ate it in the Derech Haroi, sounds like everything is simply computational. It's also quantitative, not qualitative. Okay? That's pshat. But the Prima Gadim says no. Magen Avraham holds, Keva Lechud, Im Ochel Pachas Mikabetza, Lo Boy Sukkah. He holds the other way around. It's a Machlok. What is Maskana is? What is his Maskana? What's his Maskana? I think the best way to look this up is into Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah? See what the Mishnah Berurah? Everyone have a Mishnah Berurah outside? Does everyone have a Mishnah Berurah in the room? Can I finally open a safe here? Oh, Mishnah Berurah, I want to see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Please. If you don't have it, look on. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav. Tov, Reish, Lama, Tez. Sivkot and Tezvav. See what it says. In Koveilov, what the Mechaber said? What the Mechaber said? V'tav shel ha'osim mi'chamesh ha'saminin im koveh alav choshev keva v'tzorach sukkah. Oh! This mina tagima. What does it mean? Says the Magen Avraham. For us, there's no difference by Paris. Paris is potter no matter how much you eat. Mina tagima, that same machlokes that we had before about what's called keva will apply over here. So what does it mean? Drum roll. What does it mean? Does it mean a little more than the kebetza? Or does it mean derech keva? Nu. Ratzalomah. Sheochlam b'chabura, he sits with a bunch of friends. Osh ochel shir choshev shekoveh asid osa bezeh v'lo dai sheyochal ma'at yosim aso pas. Shoo! He passed this way la'alocha. Huh? This is how he passed. That's how he passed la'alocha this way, which we saw before. So machlokes with the Magen Avraham. I am Magen Avraham. Hikshal zeh. Why? Because against the Gemara. Why did they give a test to Rabbi Gamliel, right? V'daito, the dino mamish kemo v'pas. Who says so? Lamed vav and sharat siyim. Ken muchach lama'ayin v'mogon Avraham, v'chein hetik elirabes devara, chein isim ha-goyim Rabbi Kiva Eger, ken gavos v'mogon Avraham, chein muchach shogon aruch ha-gurashaz de labavitcher Rebbe, levush esrod, de lo kipri megon de mayin shom. Kipri megon held it that the Mogon went the other way around. It's hard to understand. So let's assume that we'd be like Mishnah Berurah. Because based on, this, on the fact, all based on the fact that the Gemara never suggested the possibility that Rabbi Gamliel is potem yikir adin because he had it as a snack. Apparently, doesn't matter. We're purely quantitative. Right. That's the Magen Avraham. Ochen leishem besukah das achronim ein levarach alag rak shegikbal of suda. As it says in Shulchan Aruch, v'da od iskimu kamachronim to nochal lahachem ilechol baser v'dogam mugminachot zasukah dafka bekvius. Have a lot of bekvius in Achmas Klal. In other words, we follow the Tosfos. The minute tagim is not chamesh the minim, which you have over here, based on the Rosh. We'll see, but they should follow the chumrah of Tosfos too. But only what derech kvius. We paskin that you need derech kvius, not enough a little bit more than a kabeitza. The Mishnah paskin this way as the Magen Avraham meant. That's what they. I think that's probably true, but not the same as the way the other Achronim Machzor Shekel Prima Gadim understood the Magen Avraham. Fine, good. When it comes to Peiris, we paskin you put on the garment. Look at Lamed Ches Rebbe Osai and Sharatzian. Full disclosure. Now Chayodam had the Chumer Zu Gamlin Achil Peiris Bekvirs. He paskin l'chumah peiros bekvius. V'anochi lo atakti mitnei shebiderech hachayim shari tshuva shemgiz rodem mekilim b'zeh ayin shom. It's not true. That's too much of a chumrah already. Too much of a chumrah. We don't paskin that way. A double chumrah. Peiros so far. Peiros mamish. No. Why not? Rami Rutenberg held that way. Who wants to pull chayodim? He's a Rami Rutenberg fan. Huh? It's a double chumrah. One, to say that you would be chayav beyond pas, which is not so poshut. Right? And two, that minhag hagimim means peiros, which is one suggestion in the Gemara. That's too much of a chumrah. Too much of a chumrah. Too much. Now, too much? What's too much? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Mishiyach me'al atzo v'lo yishta chutz esuk afilu mayim. How is that Meshubach? So what he probably means is that shouldn't be Macha Mikir Adin. Want to be Macha as a Chumra B'Alma. No one's going to stop you. No one's going to stop you. But not to say that it's required. That's too much. That's too much. Kerabosai, this is how the Psak is Halacha L'Maisa. Let's take a look now in the Rush to figure out what exactly is Minat Hagimah. We only saw Sofa Tarsus, who said it is Basar Ugvina. What? Let's go further in the Rosh, see what he says. Ushtias Yain Aroi, says the Rosh, Aroi, fine. Rabbi made a parents Kosa, Davka Peri La Boy Sukkah. Abba Basar Ugvina, Sharadvarim, Chutmi Peri, Boy Sukkah. How do you know? In Armina, we've been Shmaitin, Mishnah, we've been Tagima Yotso, we've been Tagima, Haino Basar Vachayotso, we've been Hanil Ashlama, Hashmam, and the Boy Sukkah. Udalo Karashi, the Pirish Mitagim had a peri. No, the peri lo by sukkah. Lo manu by shlama atka. Only one problem, it's against the Tosefta. With Tosefta, perkates the Mavorach in Tanya. Hey, viu the fun of mini tagima. Rabosai, it's an offer Tosefta, brothers perk dalit, halacha dalit. Mavorach alein, bore mine mizonos. No. Umash with the mina tagima and a machal shasim chameshes haminim. Ve'efsher shu choshev yosim ibasu gvina. That's what's passing. We saw just now. Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rosh. Vein raim imin etagim alatzuch sukkah lebos ugvira. Yeah. Vegame in derech lekvah asur alein. They didn't normally have a meal just based upon, in those days, upon either meat or upon cheese. Velo choshim, it's not more important than achilas aroi the pas. That's what he says. Oh, fascinating. What's Agos Hashvi say? So, first he says of Arz Arua, Hita Fila Achilas Kevav of Peretz. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The next one, Chikos of Arz Arua, Ushtias Mayim Mutuchot Sasuka. And at least Shemar Dam Galil, Shlohay Tzorach the Sukkah, El Shehech Mer Al Atzmo, but it's not really required. Umi Ushtias Yain Udvash V'Shecher Bahadi Peres or Below Peres Bulvad, Kon Shlo Ochel Lechem V'Lifta, Ein Li Levar Emuter Chutz the Sukkah Im Lav. Why? The Teshu Kein Taduru Omer Achmana. The Ein Shtia Below Achila, and therefore your Potter. O Shema Pa'amim. Ochlim egozim usha peris v'kovim atzman the shtia v'yoser. What interesting thing. What do they call today? A wine and cheese party. Ooh, I've never been at one. A wine and cheese party. A wine and nut party. So interesting. He's suggesting that the cheese or the nuts is not koveya, but the wine is, because it had in tandem together with certain kinds of food. Wow. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch says, "Umutol lishtos mayim v'yayin v'lechal peres prenta filu kavalayu chutz sukkah." Oh, that's what we pass. That's the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Hata, achilas peres afilu harbe b'kviyas choshev rak achilas aroy de pas chofches Gemara. We saw the Gemara. That's what Rabbi said. Vuadin, achilas bost of a dog of a gvino shamin machal chashuv compared to the dasa shulchan aruch. Vahech me besov, rak betavshil, haosim mechamesh and amin. That's the rush. Hine ma shigye ramo, afilu kovalayu, koi gamal yayin, kemoshe muchach bedar kemoshe, goes on wine as well. The tamo, the yayin ain nechshav rak achilas kachilas peri, v'kol shkein shamashkin, v'alkein lo chashiv kviyas tidhu, v'da, the kam achronim befak bekin bedin zeh, v'da tom dim shos the yayin bekviyas chayav besukah. We saw the Agososhi or Zerua suggests that possibility. U'befrat b'nei chaburah shekav l'shos yayin, as we saw, b'vadei havei kev agomer, u'bikomukom. And then bracha, hiskimu kam achronim, and the baruch leishu basuka kiyam al pas osim mechamesh min adagam. Oh, tavshil haosim mechamesh asiminim im kovah asud alof. Right, you have a pasta, or maybe you have your Wheaties for breakfast, whatever that means. That's tavshil, which is made from chamesh asiminim. Kilukamim besoch hasif. That yes. If you have that you should. Have it in the sukkah, right? What does it say? Tavshil osh chamesh leminim im kovei alav choshev kevav tzorach sukkah. So you make a bracha leshem basukkah. Period. When you pass above bekistin, what about cookies? Yevoasham. Why yevoasham? Why is this? Well, I have to be patient. Umiu roy benochan lechatchila shel kshdishos bekevav efilu shamashkin kuvam beitvash shecha and the toch asuda. In other words, then you make a leishim basukah on the bread. O akoponim, yocha metchila pas yosu mikabetza o shatavshel yosu mikhamesh teminim im koveh asudoso al zeh the yivarach leishim basukah v'yotza l'chol adeis. It's a funny Mishnah Berurah. Lechatchila, you shouldn't put yourself into a matzav of sovik brachas. That's what it sounds like. It's eat more. What happened to the diet? No. Eat more. Eat either more than a kabetza of bread or kviyas of chamesh l'minim, which is the pasta or maybe cereal, and that way you make a measure of a sukkah for sure, and the wine or whatever you drink can be included in it as well. Ad kan mishne brura rabosai, sif katan yud gimel. Sif katan yud gimel. Now it's fascinating, the Sharat Tzion that I asked you to see are very fascinating. Let's take a look at the Sharat Tzion. Everyone look inside, please. It's very, very important. Chav Tes. Chemash v'bir agro. V'ha, the east of the Gemara. This is tricky. Oakland v'shosin aro. Oakland v'shosin aro. Excuse me. Oakland v'shosin v'sukkah. What do you mean, shosin v'sukkah? Why must you drink in the sukkah? Why must you drink in the sukkah? Whatever you drink is considered to be aroi. Why must you drink in the sukkah? The head, the Galoshan Zeb, Reish Hasif, the Mechab himself says, Ochle v'shosin v'sheine v'sukkah. How can that be? Hainu, the achar achiloso besuda shederach lishtos oz, sarach lishtos gamkein v'sukkah, the nichalu besuda. This is very, 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 very important. When you're having a meal, whatever you have, including water even water, in the middle of a meal, we must have in the sukkah. It's included in the kviyas of the meal. Very, very important, Rabosa. This is very, very, very important. Avoshtia b'li achila, lo chashiva l'chayva b'sukkah. The teshu kein taduru, om rachmona ben shtia b'lo achila. V'hayinu hod demistabik b'agos oshivu v'dakei moshe. That's a suffix. Efshad l'fizeh, af mayim b'sukkah suda, ein kedai l'shachut sukkah. Yeah, tzorich, I'm also tzorich here. I think it's poshut that way. I think it's poshut that way. Has to be. Even mayim. I think it's poshut that way. It's poshut pshat. If you're having achilas keva, the mayim is included in that achilas keva. I think so. A little further in the Sharat Tzion, Lamed Gimel. What's Lamed Gimel? He says, Shar Mashkin is better to not have it out of the sukkah. The Kosev Achmona B'Simin Reisha Gimel. The B'medino Shederech Lichvoa Shtia. Bishar Mashkin, Chashiva Kemo Yayin, Ayin Shom in a different context. What does that include? Coffee, Rabosai. Coffee. Bim Dino Sein, I think Dino Sein applies to the United States of America, as well as it applied to Poland in the time of the Chavetz Chaim. And America runs on coffee, correct? Am I correct? I give advice, don't drink coffee. Don't drink coffee. It's not good for you. It's addictive. It's habit forming. It's not. No, but the mice, I'm a realist. People survive on coffee. That's true. I think you should stay away if you can, but you got to be a realist. Okay, and therefore, coffee is in a certain sense like the wine of yesteryear. And he also throws in coffee with chocolate. Right. That's not so popular in America. Hot cocoa? What do you say? Yeah? Going to come back? Yeah? Okay, some places. Okay, so it's considered a bit of a kviyas. It's a bit of a kviyas. And that's why the chatchila, he said we should be machmer. Lechatchila. I'm not saying it's required. Lechatchila. That's what it says. Again, mikra redin, not necessary, but lechatchila. That's what it sounds like. Okay? There are various rayas, one or the other. Okay? Fine. Now, it's interesting to see. Take a look over here. This is a brief summary. I want to talk about the parasha for a minute. Let's just this be halacha v'yayin. It's a brief summary. He says, the machloikas are bring b'kitzer. One brings a raya, brachas lamed vav. Because birchas hamazon lo kavi inchi sedos aliyayin. I feel we cover, but lo daito. Eitel kolodom. So sukkah too. Either being right for keret membezim and beis and brochas. The kvoa alayayim. No, that's besofa suda. Of course, if you're having a meal, there's wine too. That's what Gososhi said. En shtia b'lo achila. Either daf mem gimel that hasebu works. Look at noraya. Pas v'yay chashivi me'anis v'asi boson. The Chabon Yachad, one for both, make a bro for everybody. Not to consider Kviyas Kavur L'Chayv and Sukkah. No. Otherwise, they'd have to bench. On why? Ridiculous. What about the Cholkin? He brings a ring raya. Gemara Chav Chesem at Beis. Tanur Abanam, Teshu Ketaduru. Ochel Vishosa Basukah. We asked this question before. Before Shi Gemara. What do you mean drinking? Why must you drink in the Sukkah? V'chein Pirish Rashi Rish Perak Ayoshen. Hiki Yeshiva Zasukah Achila Ushtia Vishena. Yeah. Uvasugyon Mash for the Mad Amar Rabban Gamliel La Inyan Tlishal Mayim Halim Lesukah. Tu Chumra Bialma. V'akochach Shom Mayim Lin Yayim Techashivi. So water is nothing and wine is Choshev. V'chein Muchach Midas HaRambam. Shalom Hetik Al Shibut Lishtos Mayim Chutz Lesukah. So here's Kiyayin Klal. V'akochach Lin Yayim Chayim Lesukah. And Tzorach Loma the Kamod in Yon Pas. Lo chivu yale bachilas keva, lo baroi, kein biyayin, ki hai gavna. Vizesh yisabik a mishnah, ochlin vishosin aroi chutz asukah. Michlal the shtias keva is asur, vahayda biyayin, the maila chashivin klal. Brackets. Below svirula, lishita zu, kima the dochak horan. Can you imagine calling the ran a dochak? Let's take a look at the ran inside before you use these expressions to criticize the Ran. It's either Yud Aleph, Rabosai, or Lamed. Take a look. Just for a minute. Let's see what the Ran says. Calls it a dochak. That's pretty sharp words. Okay. Ochlin v'shos n'ray chutz asukah. If you have my print, it's page Lamed, left hand column, at the beginning of the wide lines. First b'gemara, etc., etc., etc. Udekama shosen aroi hachikama diim shose pam achas im achilas aroi eina nechsheves keva. What? Lochimashav lo b'ina b'gemara kama shtias aroi. What is it? Kama achilas aroi. But all shtias by definition aroi. So what does it mean? Ochlin v'shosen Aroi, as opposed to Keva. It means, Im Shose Pam Achas Im Achilas Aroi Eino Nechsheves Keva, even though it's with Achilas Aroi, as opposed to it's with Achilas Keva. It doesn't really mean that there's a separate concept known as Shosen Aroi, because Shosen is always Aroi. That's a Dochak of the Rak. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Dochak. He doesn't like it. Shosin Aroi sounds like it's only there is a Shtias Keva, and it says Ochlin v'Shosin Sukkah, each one independently. To Docha Godol, that Aroi only goes on Achila. Umatzasi, we have to end with this. Ezes Hashem Yisbarach Letana Godol v'Givritvarai who are Ritva v'Chidusha. The Kosev Edya, the Shtias Yain Revius Choshiv Keva. Choshiv Keva, Rabosai. Mefurish Ritva. Choshiv Keva. Umehod the brachos lamed vav gavkin in raya klal and yisukah the binan teishu came to do. Watch this, shani ben lekula ben lechumra. Haina, tachilas aroi the kibetza. Watch this now, afilu shidas hasov the bealma kibetza chayim and atorba bichas hamazin hakapatam yisukah. Why? The gam bebeso matzu shochal achilas aroi chutz lebeso v'shiru chachamim du kibetza. Rabbo said, what's it? He gave a new definition. We'll talk about this mitzvah on Monday, Barichas. Whatever you eat out of the home, snack time, that's not called Achilas Keva. And he's doing a new definition. It's from the Ritva. V'chein in Shtiyah. After Biyal, Moloch Hashiv, V'kvir, Sechai, V'birchas HaMazen, Afil, Shosa, Kama, Kaben, Yayim, Hocha, Dimini, Kein, Toduru, V'ein, Derech, Lishtos, Yayim, V'kvir, Chutz, Lebezo, Wow. A new psak with a whole new definition. A whole new definition, which this seems to be the determining criterion. In Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, Achilas Aroi is El Chol Ochosh of Chayva Besuka. The Afe Beiso Matashia Ochol Aroi Chutz Lebeiso. That's the definition that it gives based upon the Ritva. Rabosai, you can learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Ran, Rosh, Mordechai, and not see this definition. Am I correct? Do you see it anywhere else? A whole new definition. Yeah, an impact on wine, at least in those days, they wouldn't have wine bekfiris out of their home. When I say out of the home, doesn't mean you can't eat in the wine cafeteria. That's your home too. It means out of the home means a snack somewhere on the run. Keep that in mind, and I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a preview for Monday Shir. Things can turn around. Things can turn around. Because in Shulchan Aruch it says that Mine Chamech Saminim is more chaver than what? Than Basar, Dogam, and Gvina. And we'll see about Paskistin, the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see on Monday. It's very machmir on that. Today, one can argue, a cookie, a person will eat out of the home. But sit down to a plate of meat or fish or cheese out of the home? No. It could be exactly the opposite. Ipcha mistabra, if you follow the criteria of the Mishnah Berurah, based upon the Ritva. I want to speak about the Pasha for 5 minutes, and then we will stop. Rabosai. Tachas ha-shalavadas ha-shem al-kechem v'simcha v'tuv levav me'rov kol. That's a very important pasuk in this week's Pasha. Tochacha comes, if a person doesn't serve Hashem with joy, Rabosai, with joy, me'rov kol, from an abundance of everything. That's how everyone translates, abundance of everything. We are so blessed. I'm looking around here, seeing Talmidim, Yikorim. We're able to sit and learn and have enough food and a good place to sleep and good friends and wonderful families. We live in a wonderful time. Our great great grandparents who lived in Europe didn't have it this good. Believe me. They lived in poverty. They didn't have any education. All the opportunities you have, they didn't have. You have to thank Hashem every single minute for the amazing brachas that Hashem has given us. And if you don't, chalila v'chas, it's held against you. It's held against you. And it's not only a posting in the Chumash, but not only Chumash, it's even a Rambam. It's like a brisket. It's even a Rambam. If you look at the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah, Belulav, you'll see, talks about Beis HaShoev, we'll get to it one day, that Simcha is a very big deal. If a person doesn't do B'Simcha, it's royally problematic. What's a posting? Chalila can be punished. So why is that some people aren't so happy? Why do some people just say they're not happy? They have so much and they're still not happy.
You didn't have a transition.
Could be. I have a new pshat. My pshat is people are not happy. You know why? They don't have everything. People want everything. And, you know, it says the pasuk, Oev kesef lo yizba kesef. He has money, he wants more money. You fill in the blank. Whatever you have, you want more of it. Of course, Ezu Ashir Hasamech Bechelko. That's Simcha. If you're happy with your portion, don't need any more than you have. People want more. So I have a new pshat in the pasuk. Not true to Shemikra, I agree with you, but I think it's an emissive pshat. Rov Kol means an abundance of good. I agree. That's what it means. But I want to suggest a different pshat. Rov, as we use, we'll see saying in Masechta Sukkah, Rov. Rov means a majority. That's what it means in the Chachamim, for sure. Me'rov kol. You have the majority of everything, but not the totality. The old story of the half a glass empty or the half a glass full. Every single person, no matter how much he has, how much he's blessed, is missing one thing. Some are missing more than one thing. And they focus and they obsess on what they're missing. And they can't be happy. It's tragic. Sounds tragic. So I give everyone a bracha here. We should count our blessings. And with the Chassidish of art. What it means, v'hisigucha means, you know, they'll pursue you. The brachas will come back, catch up to you. Chassidish of Sforam says, v'hisigucha, you should be masig your brachas. You should understand your brachas. You should have a hasaga, what your brachas are. Rabbi, so you're so blessed. Just think about it for a minute. And contrast where you are, where we were 200 years ago in this world. Klal Yisrael. Discuss the Klal Yisrael brachas. Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael in a few hours. That's why she is early. Brief, just do a chasana. So, I can walk into Eretz Yisrael. Huh. They couldn't go. A few generations. They just couldn't go. It was impossible. They wouldn't let you in. It was dangerous. No one had the money to get there. It was impossible to go almost. And now you guys, who in this room has never been to Eretz Yisrael? I knew the answer before I asked. Everyone's been to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't that way. Even when I was your age, it wasn't that way. Everyone's in Eretz Yisrael. Well, but you know, Kavachoma and 100 years ago or more. But thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the brachas that we have. should be zocher, that we should be masik the brachos that we have, appreciate the brachos that we have, that should we understand that we may be missing something, but we should over to Hashem, be rov kol, the majority of everything which we do have, Baruch Hashem, and should be zocher all the brachos, amen v'yom.